Welcome to the 60th episode of the Snowflake SnowPro Advanced Architect Certification In-Depth Training Podcast, brought to you by BrightFlux. I'm Yakub Abdul-Hakim, a certified Snowflake user, and today we dive deep into the intricate world of development lifecycle support in Snowflake. This episode is not just another conversation, it's a comprehensive exploration designed to equip you with the knowledge necessary to excel in your certification exams and beyond. Let's embark on this journey by understanding what development lifecycle support means in the context of Snowflake. At its heart, this process entails the methods and tools that Snowflake provides to manage your development, testing, deployment, and operations workflows. Moreover, it signifies the seamless integration of these stages to ensure a fluid and efficient development experience. Firstly, diving into development environments, Snowflake allows for the creation of multiple environments such as development, testing, and production. This segregation is paramount as it enables developers to work in isolated spaces without affecting the production data. Additionally, cloning and zero-copy cloning features are standout options for creating exact replicas of databases, schemas, or tables for development and testing without incurring additional storage costs. Furthermore, when we pivot to version control, Snowflake supports integration with popular version control systems like Git. This is pivotal for tracking changes, collaborating with team members, and maintaining a historical record of your data models and SQL scripts. By leveraging this, teams can achieve greater consistency and rollback capabilities in their development lifecycle. Moreover, change management in Snowflake is facilitated through features such as streams and tasks. Streams enable real-time monitoring of changes in data, allowing for incremental data loading and ensuring data integrity throughout the development stages. Concurrently, tasks allow for scheduling of SQL statements or stored procedures, automating workflows, and ensuring consistency in data operations. Now, discussing deployment strategies, Snowflake offers options that cater to various workflows. For instance, Snowflake's support for CI/CD pipelines enables automated testing and deployment processes, streamlining the transition from development to production. This automation is essential for maintaining high standards of quality and efficiency. Besides, Snowflake's time travel and fail-safe features are invaluable for data recovery and rollback capabilities. Time travel allows users to access and restore data from the past, providing a safety net during development cycles. Meanwhile, fail-safe adds an additional layer of protection, ensuring data recovery even beyond the time travel period. Lastly, monitoring and optimization play a critical role in maintaining a healthy development life cycle. Snowflake's comprehensive suite of tools for monitoring usage, performance, and costs ensures that you can optimize resources effectively and maintain operational excellence. The query history and resource monitors are particularly useful tools for these purposes. In conclusion, embracing the development lifecycle support capabilities in Snowflake not only streamlines your development process, but also enhances data integrity, collaboration, and operational efficiency. As we conclude today's in-depth discussion, I urge you to delve further into each of these areas, practice diligently, and harness the full potential of Snowflake to ace your certification exams. Thank you for joining me on this detailed exploration of development lifecycle support in Snowflake. Stay tuned for more in-depth discussions in our upcoming episodes of the Snowflake SnowPro Advanced Architect Certification In-Depth Training Podcast. Until next time, this is Yakub Abdul-Hakim signing off.